Counteracting chronic inflammation with healthy eating. Have you ever considered that consuming the wrong foods or using inappropriate household products could lead to chronic inflammation? Research has demonstrated that coronary artery disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease are all related to inflammatory responses. Insomnia, depression, and irritable bowel syndrome may also stem from chronic inflammation in the body. On the Health 1+1 program, Lucy Ho, the founder of the Taiwan Integrative and Functional Medicine Education Center and a registered dietitian, shares insights on preventing and improving inflammation through nutritional approaches. Malnutrition-induced chronic inflammation. In today's fast-paced world, people have less time to cook and are increasingly relying on processed foods, frozen meals, and microwavable options, Ms. Ho said. However, these foods are low in nutrients and high in calories. The long hours and high-pressure demands of work increase nutritional needs, yet people tend to choose easily accessible ultra-processed foods and have less diverse diets, a food environment the Harvard School of Public Health has identified as detrimental to our well-being. A healthy food environment involves the ready availability, accessibility, and affordability of beneficial food choices. An unhealthy one leads to widespread malnutrition and deteriorating health. Ms. Ho explained that in the past, the nutritional density of food was high. However, in modern society, agricultural products are mass-produced in an industrialized manner. For instance, crops that were once harvested annually are now harvested 4 times a year. This intensive farming depletes soil nutrients, resulting in food that may look large and plump but is actually low in mineral content. A study indicated that from the 1940s to the 2000s, the average levels of magnesium, calcium, iron, and copper in 5 major food groups, vegetables, fruits, meats, cheeses, and dairy products, decreased by 19%, 29%, 37%, and 62%, respectively. Since 2000, the level of industrialization in food production has increased further, likely leading to an even greater reduction in nutritional density, Ms. Ho noted. She explained that in Taiwan, the lack of updated food nutritional values makes it difficult for dietitians to accurately assess whether patients are receiving adequate nutrition. Furthermore, she observed that many patients have underlying malnutrition issues, often linked to highly processed foods or modern food production methods. A deficiency in essential minerals weakens antioxidant defenses, thus creating a vicious cycle that increases the body's susceptibility to chronic inflammation, according to Ms. Ho. Acknowledging fatigue. Conditions such as leaky gut syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, and insomnia are all associated with chronic inflammation. Ms. Ho noted that regularly consuming pro-inflammatory foods can disrupt the balance of gut microbiota, leading to chronic inflammation in the gut. This can, in turn, affect the brain through the gut-brain axis, causing chronic inflammation in the brain and contributing to symptoms such as depression, anxiety, poor sleep, and difficulty concentrating. When people experience anxiety or depression, they may turn to processed, pro-inflammatory foods for relief, thereby creating another vicious cycle. Therefore, if a patient presents with symptoms primarily affecting the brain, such as anxiety, low mood, or sleep disturbances, dietitians will evaluate the patient's consumption of pro-inflammatory foods. They will also assess the patient's omega-3 intake, particularly their consumption of seafood or fish. Ms. Ho emphasized that to improve this condition, patients must first acknowledge their fatigue and lack of rest. They should then adopt a regular eating schedule, ensuring that each meal contains sufficient protein and carbohydrates. Regular consumption of anti-inflammatory foods, such as fish, seafood, and leafy green vegetables, can help alleviate brain-related symptoms. This will initiate a positive cycle, leading to progressively better brain function. Causes of chronic inflammation. In addition to diet, certain lifestyle factors can also contribute to chronic inflammation in the body, including emotional trauma, overworking, excessive stress, and poor sleep quality or insomnia. Excessive exercise can lead to insufficient rest and may sometimes result in overeating, which increases guilt and psychological stress. This can potentially trigger chronic inflammation. Endocrine-disrupting chemicals are also major risk factors for chronic inflammation.
Mold toxins from the kitchen, bathroom, bedding, and curtains, as well as heavy metals from non-stick cookware, artificial fragrances, and paints, can increase the body's stress and contribute to chronic inflammation, Ms. Ho explained.
Treating inflammatory conditions. Ms. Ho recommends supplementing with appropriate nutrients or antioxidants, tailored to individual health conditions, to prevent or improve inflammation.
Brain-related symptoms such as insomnia, depression, anxiety, and difficulty concentrating, regular consumption of small, fatty fish like mackerel, sardines, and anchovies can be beneficial for addressing these symptoms.
For those who are allergic to fish, high-concentration EPA and DHA fish oil supplements can help reduce inflammation and improve brain function.
Chronic inflammation and pain in the muscles or joints, it is advisable to use curcumin products with high bioavailability instead of turmeric powder, which has very low absorption rates.
Research has shown that curcumin possesses antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, which can aid in treating inflammatory conditions, pain, and metabolic syndrome.
Premenstrual syndrome and menstrual pain, cruciferous vegetables such as kale, broccoli, cabbage, bok choy, daikon radish, and Chinese broccoli, can help maintain hormonal balance.
For supplementation, consider taking cruciferous vegetable extracts such as dindolylmethane or sulforaphane. Thyroiditis, consuming foods rich in magnesium, zinc, selenium, and iodine, such as oysters, mushrooms, and nuts, supports thyroid health. While patients with thyroiditis should limit their intake of high iodine foods, it is important for them to maintain adequate iodine levels.
Using low iodine sea salt regularly can help fulfill this need.
Irritable bowel syndrome, avoiding spicy, fried, and other irritating foods can help alleviate IBS symptoms.
Individuals with IBS should also avoid gas-producing foods, such as milk, soy milk, and sweet potatoes.
Ms. Ho noted that supplementing with probiotics like Saccharomyces boulardii is beneficial for managing IBS. Research has shown that Saccharomyces boulardii is effective in treating and preventing IBS.
Preventing inflammation.
Ms. Ho emphasized the importance of a diverse diet for overall well-being.
Consuming a wide range of foods each day, ideally, 10 or more years, supports a varied gut microbiota, which helps regulate physiological functions and reduce chronic inflammation in the body.
Specifically, she suggests substituting white rice with multigrain rice, which incorporates a variety of different ingredients.
Additionally, it is recommended to adopt a rainbow diet, which involves including not just green vegetables but also colorful foods like red tomatoes, yellow pumpkin, white daikon radish, and purple eggplant.
This dietary diversity helps address micronutrient deficiencies and can improve chronic inflammation.